Good morning. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver in District 2, and I'm here to talk to you this morning a little bit about the world as we know it. I had the opportunity in the last couple weeks really to talk to some very interesting people, and we're talking about the world as we see it or as our children are seeing it. Right now, this time of the year, we're looking at pumpkins, gourds, corn stalks, pumpkin pie, apple pie. Did you ever stop to think about all the different types of pumpkin varieties out there, all the different colors, the crossbreeding programs that have brought them about, new varieties we never saw 20, 30 years ago? Are they genetically modified? There's a lot of things happening in the agricultural world that today is changing the world we live in. One of those, or one, I guess, most important thing is agriculture research. It's fantastic. Look at all the variables that have been added to agricultural products. This fall, I was taking off corn, and I'm looking at the yield monitor, and many times it was shooting over 300 bushels per acre. That's phenomenal. My father would have never thought that that's possible. As a young man, I remember he was always shooting for at least 100 bushel per acre. That was a great yield at that time. And why this major increase in all the things we're doing in agriculture? Well, we start looking, I think, first at plant breeding, genetic modifications for plant health, BTs, that's Bacillus thuringiensis, which is an insect bites into the ear of corn and actually doesn't make it after that because of the BTs in the corn, the variable rate plant nutrient applications, and the list goes on and on, why we can increase yield so high. And this research extends to other crops, soybeans, wheat, barley, rye, canola, and even today, hemp production. Last week, the local newspaper carried an article about dairy farms in Carroll County. I was able to have lunch with Mr. Bob Jones, who was county extension agent starting in 1957. He said at that time we had over 600 dairy farms in Carroll County. Most of them had about 35 cows per farm. And today, we're down to less than 30 dairy farms in the county. But the milk production per cow is much, much higher. At that time, if you got 12,000 pounds a year from a cow, you were probably doing well. Today, it's not uncommon to hit 30,000 from a cow. So production has, due to breeding and research, has increased. Research has also added milk from soybeans, almonds, and who knows what we'll be making it out of next. I still can't get the image out of my head of putting milkers on an almond tree. But all joking aside, dairy farmers are producing themselves out of business. Efficiency and management are actually working against them. They produce more per cow, are much more efficient than they used to be, produce many more cows, and actually producing way too much milk at the present time. There are many other areas in Carroll County consumers need to consider. I had a chance the other day also to meet Randall Day, the CEO of Purdue. And it was kind of interesting talking with him, and he was looking at what millennial consumers really want for their food source. And one of the things was organic chickens. And producing an organic chicken, the price is so high, but Purdue has actually worked on getting the price down. He doesn't think people should be paying a whole lot for the birds they're eating, much more than the one that's produced naturally out there. So they have worked on a whole program of organic chicken production. However, most of the feed for those organic chickens is shipped in from other countries. We do not produce enough organic crops in this country to feed the demand. Why? Because we are geared to large-scale production, and organic crops require an extended amount of management, usually suited for small-scale production. If you tried to grow 1,000 acres of corn organically, you'd be cultivating that 5-6 times. Our soil would be eroding. We would have a whole different area here to deal with. So it's really an issue that we have to consider. Are we going to grow large-scale organic, or can we stay with the small-scale organics and keep things going? But the millennials are dictating what we need to be producing. And what do we want? As a consumer, what do you want? Consider a few things. Eggs from free-range chickens or cage-free chickens which you want. Now, you put chickens outside, and it was interesting. Mr. Day actually alluded to producers on the Eastern Shore producing some cage-free chickens. Their biggest issue are eagles swooping in, taking chickens. And they're big enough, they can swoop in, take a whole chicken, and take off. Hawks are another problem with that, which is something we never even imagined. Do you want eggs from organic-free chickens or organic-fed chickens? All natural produced chickens. What do you want meat and eggs from? What about milk from cows or almonds or soybeans? What is the source you want to have your milk come from? Do you want gasoline from ethanol or ethanol produced from corn in your gasoline? This reduces our dependency on foreign oil, but here again, ethanol is a local issue we have to think about. What about grass-fed beef? Do we want beef fed on grass, or we want beef that's fed out for flavor? Grass-fed's not my choice, but for a lot of people it is. And then we start looking at vegetables. Organic vegetables, all natural. Or do we want a perfect-looking vegetable? This is a tough thing to look at. And by the way, check out your country of origin on fruits and vegetables. Many countries aren't as strict as the U.S. is on pesticide usage. In some foreign countries, DDT can still be used, so I would always check out country of origin. What about beef produced from animals or from the test tube? Today we have meat being produced from cells, replicated, and put into a form of anything we want it to look like. Or what about the beef produced from plants? I think some of our local hamburger chains have having quite a time right now putting beef burgers on the menu. I think they're having success with it. One thing is constant. Change is coming. Good or bad, technology is changing the world. Resist, embrace, or be indifferent. The world we live in or eat in will be drastically different for our children. It's not the same world we grew up in. As a consumer, you are driving the American agriculture and the whole process. Your voice and buying habits dictate production. The American farmers listening to what the millennials and to what everybody's saying as far as what they want in the food source. And please be aware, your buying habits and your voice matters in production agriculture. It is changing to meet those demands. And one other message I wanted to get through today while we're on the radio. Safety this fall. As you drive down the road and you come upon a large piece of farm equipment or trucks, be mindful that their size and be visible. They may not see you, or make sure you can help work with them to get around some of the obstacles on the roads. Obstacles such as telephone poles, mailboxes, culverts, those type things. So work with the person driving that large piece of equipment to navigate the road, and everybody will be safe. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver from District 2 wishing you a good week ahead, and please think about what you're eating, what you're buying, and the message you want to send to American agriculture. Thank you.